What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Situation.
That was pretty much the text, yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, so... All right, maybe not so much a leech spot because Sean now has invoked himself in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
And I just want to openly apologize to Sean Winters for ruining his jet experience tonight.
Well, he invited Joe
after hearing it,
and then he invited me also.
Yeah, so. Maybe Joe will be behaved with his granddaughter.
It's either grand. I'm not sure who he's bringing this time. I'm not sure.
Oh, he's bringing somebody
but
else.
But I think the last time it was a win. So if they start losing... And Joe starts, you know, revving his engines. Then I want to see what happens.
And you know how close those seats are?
Oh, my God.
He's going to be screaming at Sala.
Ugh.
He won't have to text them. He'll just scream at him.
I mean, I thought they were friends.
I don't know about anymore.
I think they are still.
I mean, jokes. You got a quarterback now. Let's go.
Yeah, I told you didn't like Zach because I don't see him on the sidelines anymore. Everybody's giving me crap about that. Where is he? He's in Denver. That's right. But I was wrong. Sure. Okay. 877-337. Eddie going to a Jets Dolphins game with the very generous Sean Winters, who was taking Joe Beningo tonight to Jets Patriots. And Eddie said, I'm not going to be around. And Boomer said, for a yarn situation. And Eddie said, no, for a wolf safari situation. So that made us laugh, and that's why we came back doing that. So the Wolf Safari situation is why Eddie will be missing that game. But we won't be missing it tonight, that's for sure, the Jets and the Patriots. So how does this Wolf Safari thing go? Just out of curiosity, quickly, so I could fill my brain with how this is going to go when you're not here.
Okay, you fly into Jackson,
okay.
And then you get into... vehicles and you go up to Yellowstone and then you get into like specialized snow vehicles and they dress you up in like Arctic wear because it's very cold, obviously,
yeah.
At 11,000 plus feet, and you just go to where the wolves are
and you stay, you sleep up there, you come back down and sleep.
Well, they have like places along the way that you're staying at. We're not camping out in the snow.
Okay.
If that's what you're asking.
Yeah. So there's just like log cabins along the way.
Yeah, or some accommodations.
And you see the wolves doing their thing.
Yes.
And what
it's like going on safari, right?
Oh, like a photo safari.
Yeah. Or like when I wanted to send Alan that African safari.
Correct. Something like that.
So you can see rhinoceroses, elephants.
And there's no guns involved.
Right. Well, the only reason that they have guns on those safaris is to protect yourself.
And I'm sure,
Al getting eaten by a wildebeest.
You would. What are you talking about?
I don't.
The thing you wanted to send me on, people were walking tigers. Eddie's not going to be right near the wolf, I don't think, right? You'll be observing from afar.
Correct.
With binoculars?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
And watch a documentary.
What are you hoping to see? That from these wolves, like, what's the thing? Like, oh wow, I got to see like a howl. Is that what you're looking for the most?
Or yeah, just watch them interact with each other, see what their social structure is.
Social structure and interaction.
Yeah.
Is it true that people were raised by wolves?
Yeah, there are reports about that. Yes.
That humans, like feral children, somehow found themselves in a wolf pack and were raised by wolves.
And also the structure, our society, some people believe, is based on the wolves' society and their pack and
how about the mating patterns?
Sure.
Right, when the wolves get married, it stops. So that's why. That's where we got that from.
And then the poor wolf has to buy another den for some other person.
Oh, God. Anyway.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hope you have a good time. Be careful.
You know, if I was doing it all over again, I would put raised by wolves on a resume. Because how are you going to ever check that thing out? Right? You can't go to a wolf and be like, is this true?
be like, I swear to God, why would I lie to you? I was a feral child. I was raised by wolves. And they'd be like, wow, that is great. We don't have anybody in this office that was raised by wolves.
Nobody could fact check that.
Yes.
That's the thing.
And it's just such a great icebreaker and everything else.
Right.
But yeah, it's raised by wolves. You know?
Until they dig up your class photo from second grade.
I mean, it was before that. Before I got it.
Before any pictures existed.
Right. It was before, like, kindergarten and preschool.
Parents have to be dead. You're a single child.
You just
make it up.
Yeah. But I was doing it all, like, before kindergarten. Like, there was no pictures. I was raised by wolves.
Yes.
I mean, no one's going to really look into that because they want it to be true. They want that to be true. But, like, oh, man, my God, how great was... You know, we got a guy over there in accounting who was raised by wolves. You can get away with certain stuff. I'm telling you, what a missed opportunity I had.
You could pee on his desk.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I just thought this was okay. All right, so we have a couple people here that were at the game we were talking about and have memories of it, of the Jets-Patriots 45-7 route that you had. You and Ronnie Lott standing on the sidelines. It was a Thursday night game. It was a home game, and that's what a lot of Jet fans are hoping for tonight. A 45-0, 45-7 rout of the New England Patriots, just like 1993. Let's go to Jimmy, who's out in Sayville. What's going on, Jimmy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual. I've been a fan since Super Sales. I was at that game, and I'm pretty sure... After that game, Boomer came out to the parking lot, and he was, tailgating with some friends from East Islip, and he was right next to us, and I got to meet him that night, and it was pretty cool. I'm also, that might have been the game they sent the Pixie football to all the season ticket holders just for beating the Patriots. They sent us a Pixie football. Al didn't know what a Pixie football was. And speaking of Al, his birthday is Sunday. Shout out to Al. And last but not least, Greg, we got to get our Great Pyrenees together.
You got a Great Pyrenees as well, huh? Yeah, Elvis is a Great Pyrenees mix, Great Pyrenees Lab and Super Mud. But, yeah, that's I love a Great Pyrenees. You know,
my daughter, he's a Great Pyrenees. She's a Great Pyrenees and an Alaskan cattle hound.
Wow.
My other dog all over the place.
Elvis can get busy.
Yeah. I'm sure he would love that. Yeah. Jimmy, awesome, man. You know, it's funny.
Sniffing going on there.
Yeah, it's funny. So Gina sent me this thing. So she she wants another dog, right?
Uh-oh.
So I'll share with you the exact interaction. So she said this many times to me. She wants a friend for Elvis, right? I'm like, no, we have two children. We've got this one very large dog. He's our family dog. So she sends me this thing. It says, researchers have found out that dogs live longer when they live with other dogs or animals.
That's true. So I can actually confirm that.
So I responded to her. All right. So I'm going to have you read it so people know that I'm not making it up.
Okay.
All right. So this was over Instagram. She sent this to me.
Yes.
And this is what I wrote back to her when she sent me the video of dogs live longer when they have a companion.
And then this is your response.
This is my response.
Your response is, I couldn't imagine having one more living thing in the house you like more than me. Got to cap it at 3. And by the way, give her credit. She responded with a laughing emoji.
Yeah. Yes. So there you go. That's our relationship in a nutshell right there.
That's a great response.
Oh,
but she
man.
Is right, and that Instagram post is right.
Now you're going to make me feel bad. Because you're essentially what she's doing is making me...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that Elvis is going to die sooner if I don't get another dog.
We had two newfies that lived to 13 and 14. Those dogs don't live that long. But they had each other, and they loved each other, and they lasted a, you know, probably an extra 4 or 5 years. Now, pharmaceuticals helped. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Where'd you get them from, King George?
Possibly. And then, of course, we had Buckley, who lasted to 19, little Jack Russell.
Did he have another?
She
have another?
She had Billy. Billy was a Vizsla. Billy lasted until she was probably 14 or 15.
I mean,
you know, and Gunner now has Blinky and Blitzen, so he has a Jack Russell and a Vizsla. He's, as he's reliving his childhood.
Yes, which is awesome. I know you told me about that. But I...
Now, Sydney and Matt, they lost Jax, their big Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Now, they had to take care of him in his last year and a half because he developed cancer, which is a normal thing in those dogs, unfortunately. It's a really sad thing. But, you know, they are... I think they want a new dog, but they haven't gotten a new dog yet.
Well, yeah, and that's what, you know, we ended up waiting several months, and then Elvis popped up on one of those sites for adopting a dog, and I thought he was perfect, and he was perfect. I just can't imagine.
So you had Ella for all those years.
Yeah.
But Ella also had...
Romeo. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Ella probably lasted longer because Romeo came into her life.
Yeah. And it was just several... It was like, well, I guess maybe a year. Year and a half that she hung on Ella after Romeo passed away. So yeah, another
dog in the house. He's humongous. It's more food. That's
get
more
a small,
crap.
Get a smaller.
More...
Get a little hot dog. Get a little dachshund. Get yourself a little.
But now, the way I look at it is Elvis going to be like, wait a second, I ran this place. This was my thing.
And if you get a little dog, then that little dog's going to run him.
What do you think, Eddie?
Dogs are social by nature, so they do want company and companionship.
So you're telling me I need to get another dog?
Well,
don't get one that poops as much.
You know, when everybody's out of the house, they have each other. But you have to make sure they get along. You don't want to get a breed that is going to be not get along with your breed.
Yeah. But how am I supposed to know that? What, I got to test it out?
Well, you don't get like a terrier or another Pyrenees or a shepherd. You get like a lab.
Elvis and Whimsy seem to get along.
Yeah, they got along great.
Yeah, I mean, they know each other. Right?
Yeah, they good point. They... Yeah.
Oh, my God. So don't get another Great Pyrenees. I thought they liked each other.
Well, I mean, if you get a younger dog, they could mix. Sure, you never know for sure. But if you got a juvenile, then Elvis could just establish himself and be like, hey, this is it. I am alpha.
So, but then what do you do if they don't get along? Then you got to give it back?
You know,
depends on...
Let me just tell you something. Elvis, as you can see as I'm putting Elvis there, petting Elvis, Elvis is a sweetheart of a dog.
Yeah.
He's going to like any dog.
Well, if you remember when he was here and he was hanging out with Jess, then he was guarding Jess.
Yes.
And when Cooper went over to try to say hello and get some pets, Elvis growled at him.
Yeah.
And Cooper, being very docile, he just was like, okay, I'll go over here.
Look at that head on this dog. Yeah. I don't know what to do about this.
Al found a dog skinnier than him, which is amazing.
And more neurotic.
Yes.
Danny in Butler, New Jersey, was also at that game. What's going on, Danny?
Hey, Boomer and Gio. Hello.
Yeah, we got you. Go Danny, we got you.
Hey, pleasure to finally get on to talk to you guys. I was at that game. It was actually a Sunday night game. I was 12 years old. I was like real into my real infancy of being a Jet fan. at that time. And I remember, Boomer, that your only touchdown pass that night was to your backup tight end, James Thornton.
Yes.
And I remember, you know, very vividly the last touchdown was taken in. Adrian Morrell took one to the house to make it 45-0. And unfortunately, about right after that game, I know that you guys had a good team that year, Boomer. You guys got all those free agents, including yourself, and you know, for that, you know, you guys, you know, just couldn't get into that to the playoffs. But you guys would have been a tough out. I remember the following week was the Eric Allen game, and I thought that Johnny Mitchell was going to be a star, you know, going forward. You know, I'm sure you remember that. I hate to bring that memory up, but that's what I remember. I remember being at the game and then the following week being on an incredible high. You guys up 21-0, and then, you know, slowly but surely, Randall goes down in that game. And then, you know, you had that, you know, the Eric Allen game where, you know, they clearly missed a block in the back, I think, on Johnny Mitchell going down the sidelines.
Danny, that's enough. That's enough. let's leave it there. I appreciate it. I appreciate your memories being a fan. That is awesome.
It's enough.
That's enough already. We're getting way too deep into the weeds. And he is right. On the Eric Allen interception, there was a block below the waist against Johnny Mitchell that should have been called, and it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, by the way, Randy Williams, my nephew. Randy, what's happening, brother?
Up, Randy?
Boys, how's it going?
All right, man. How you doing?
Awesome, awesome. I'm just calling to point out our Long Island Wasps are finally summer champs again in hockey.
That's good.
Great. Congratulations,
did
man.
Did you score any goals? Awesome. Am I going to get more pictures of you, you know, scoring goals and things, or no?
No, we did it. We did it the right way last night. We had a hero line. All our high flying guys were line one, and then me, Plansker, and Jerry were the hatchet line, and we just played defense all game.
That's what guys I'm talking about. Grittiness. I like it, Randy.
That's right.
Who'd we beat, by the way?
We beat this team called That Meatball Place. I don't know why they have that name.
That Meatball Place.
Oh, that's actually a place in Patchogue. Yeah, that's a restaurant in Patchogue.
Oh, so it must be sponsoring that hockey team.
Yeah. That
guy sponsored the Wasps.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, running the Wasps is a whole other thing. It's like, what's worse, having two toddlers or running a men's league team? I don't know.
A men's league team is the worst, but congratulations, Randy.
Congratulations, man. That is awesome.
Did we get a trophy? Did we get a trophy?
No, you know, we only got T-shirts.
What? You guys are in the wrong league.
I was kind of bummed. I thought we'd get this big trophy. I could bring it, put it in your office, so you add to the collection. You know.
Yes, I know. Damn it. All right, well, good job this year, man. Good way to go, Randy.
Yeah, thanks. And one more thing. I wanted to wish our fellow Wasp, Ricky DiPietro, happy birthday.
All right, happy birthday.
A lot of birthdays coming up. Yeah. We got Al's on Sunday. You got Allie's today. So look at that.
And Rick DiPietro.
And what are
he's
you?
He's on the other station. Call him and wish him a happy birthday over there.
Stick well, to, you know,
you just wanted people to
a league you can compete in.
There you go.
So you don't play anymore with that?
Well, I didn't play this summer.
On the summer, okay.
Didn't play this summer. I pick it up again this October.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. Yeah, I know you and Bob were talking about.
But I can't be playing games at 10:40 at night. Like, they played last night, like, at 10:40.
Oh.
I got to watch the Yankee game.
You play goalie better than you do the radio, which isn't saying much. All right. Just shut your mouth and be happy you got a job to find somewhere to go every day.
Oh, boy.
There's one more in there, Eddie. I know you're going to play it and want to play it, so I'll give you the space to. Where is it? I know. It's the Gordie Howe line. He's looking for it.
Okay.
He's looking for it. He's looking for it. Where is
it? He's weeding through some mic cuts.
Weeding through. Where is it? All right. We're going to have to go. John Minko had to read a particular spot that he didn't want to read back in the day, and I was able to dig through my phone and find it. So I sent it just now to Al and Eddie, and I will, when they tell me it's ready, we'll have to stop Jerry and play it because it is timely. Not just playing it for no reason. It was, you know, Eddie used the Minko drops during the sperm donor commercial. So I figured this is a perfect time to do it. And someone had sent it to me not that long ago, maybe 6 months ago or so.
This is relatively I know he hasn't been here in a few years, but this isn't going back 15 years, is
no,
it?
It's going back
to
Astoria.
Oh, okay.
It's going all the way back to Astoria.
Heard it. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. I don't remember this. I mean, obviously.
It might have been
you guys, honestly, it might have been.
Because I would have thought that we would have played this had we known about it.
Yeah, it was, yeah, who knows? It never made it to air.
Oh, so this was done in the production studio and never aired.
It never aired because he objected.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it's like...
Did someone else read it?
Yes.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Paul R. Zuman ended up reading it.
Okay.
Yeah, but Minko, they asked Minko to do it first. Oh, my God. Oh,
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So, all right, so Al has it. So let's... the first part, which is... The actual read, right? Okay, so we have the first part, which is the actual read. Go ahead.
Looking for the best place to watch the big game? Look no further than Scandals, New York's premier gentlemen's club. Scandals, New York features the hottest exotic entertainers from around the world and is conveniently located at the foot of the 59th Street Bridge just minutes away from Manhattan. Scandals is the perfect destination to watch the big game. Their friendly staff will pamper and entertain you while you relax in a classy, safe, and comfortable environment with a VIP area and complimentary value. LA and coat check. Doors open at noon Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Experience Scandals state-of-the-art light and sound system with four customer-friendly stages. Call for group rates, bachelor parties, birthdays, and corporate events. All major credit cards accepted with an ATM on premises. For directions and reservations, call Scandals at 718-784-5600. That's 784-5600 or log on to scandalsnewyork.com.
All right, yeah. So then...
When I think strip club, I think John Minko.
Right, so,
but he made it sound like you just go to any sports
this is
bar.
A strip club.
Yeah, all right, so listen. So, all right, so go. So then he, when he's done with the read, it finally clicks in his head, and this was recorded.
This is a strip club. I'm doing a commercial for a strip club? Wow. I don't really want it. I didn't really want to do it. Why did we sell this? Huh? He did?
This is a strip club.
That is fantastic.
This is a strip club.
No crap, John. How'd you figure that one out? Oh, that's incredible.
Do you think that's still there?
Scandals? Under the 59th Street Bridge?
Yeah.
Think of how old that is. It says call for directions.
I know.
Yeah. Call them.
There was a website, though, he gave. It was scandalsnewyork.com, I believe, at the end.
Scandals 59th Street Bridge. I don't know.
I feel like that was being built when we were still in Astoria. Like, it opened when we were there.
Yeah, I mean, Scandals Nightclub.
Well, that's probably it, no?
No, this is North Carolina.
This is a strip club.
This is March 6, 2016. Scandals, the gritty strip club located in the heart of Long Island City, reopened at its former site by the Queensboro Bridge Thursday night.
Hmm.
That's 2016?
Right. Now, it said that the club shut its doors in February 2015, but is back in operation 7 days per week. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, the gritty strip club located in the heart of Long Island City.
That
was 2016. I don't know if it's still open now, but they advertised.
Yeah.
They were Yeah, they advertised. And I remember, so that never aired because Minko didn't want his voice to be on, and then Paul R. Zuman, I believe, started doing it.
Scandals. Mm-hmm. I'm sure those ads ran late at night.
Right. At the foot of the 59th Street Bridge. You'll be pampered by their staff. Lap dances. All right. What do we have, Jerry?
We're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Quickly run through it. Late game last night in Seattle where the Yankees clinching a playoff spot with a 10-inning win over the Mariners.
Anthony Rizzo, first pitch, line drive down the right field line. It's a fair ball. Dominguez is going to score from second. Raley picks it out of the corner. Dominguez touches home. Anthony Rizzo coming through in extras. An RBI double. And the Yankees retake the lead. It's 2-1.
And that was Justin Shackle with the call here on the fan. He also had an RBI single earlier in the game, so he drives in both. The Yankees beat the Mariners 2-1. Julio Rodriguez with a really bad base running mistake at third base on a broken bat that almost hit him. Didn't realize the play was live. Austin Wells throws down to third, and they get him out. Rizzo, though, who really has struggled, as we know, looked pretty good last night, and he says, heck of a win. We are playing good ball.
It's the beauty of this game. It's a grind, and I feel like right now this team is is building up a lot of momentum internally, and we feel really good.
89-63, and now a 5-game lead on the Orioles, who lost to the Giants 5-3. So while they celebrated this win last night, they've got more to celebrate in the coming days and weeks. As you know, series finale today, Clark Schmidt on the mound, first pitch on the Fan at 4:10. As for the Mets, a little bit of a slow start, but boy, did they break out in a big way in the fourth inning as they just clobbered the Nationals.
The 0-1. And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Cruz looks up. Gone! Three-run home run, Brandon Nimmo. It is 9-0 Mets. All runs coming in this inning.
And that was Keith Radd on Mets Odyssey Radio. A 9-run fourth. They would beat the Nationals 10-0. The only thing left was Luis Angel Acuna with a home run in the eighth. He did have an RBI single in that fourth inning as well. Starling Marte, a 2-run single. Vientos and Tyrone Taylor driving in runs. Here was Nimmo. Yeah, that was a blast. This was on SNY.
We've got a lot of great hitters, and they just keep pressing on that dam until it breaks. And, you know, we finally were able to break through and have some great at-bats. So I think it just points to how long our lineup is and how good this team is.
So they stay 2 games up on the Braves for the third wild card spot. Atlanta did beat Cincinnati last night. Mets Phillies tonight. Here was more Nimmo on SNY, certainly looking for a full stadium.
Mets fans, we need you guys to fill this place up. This place needs to be rocking on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We need your help. We need everybody to get out here. We need this place full. This is playoff baseball. This is what you guys want. Let's go. Let's go, Mets.
Just so you know, the Braves have Cincinnati for one more tonight.
Yeah.
Then they have 3 at the Marlins. Then, of course, it's 4 at home, 3 at home against the Mets, and then 3 at home against the Kansas City Royals. That's
who will be fighting for something.
Yes.
No doubt. Interesting. What else? You got Luis Severino, Taiwan Walker going later tonight. All right, we've got the Jets and the Patriots tonight for MetLife Stadium. Here is Garrett Wilson fired up.
I'm excited, man. You know, we got to, you know, not a lot of time to rest, which I like. Let's roll. Let's play. Another opportunity on Thursday. You know, anytime you get to turn it on that quick is fun. So I'm excited to get back out there.
Here's where the Jets have a significant advantage, and it really comes on the defensive side of the ball. The Patriots have one of the most, I would say it's kind of a turnstile offensive line that they're trying to find a combination that makes it actually work. They don't throw the ball a lot. They don't throw the ball down the field for sure, but they also are giving up some of the highest pressure rates this season. I think it's like one of the top 5 worst offensive pass protection situations in the league.
Well, we will get that tonight. You guys figured that out, that it's going to be on Fox, and then the Met game's on 9.
I think
the Met game's an FS1 game, I believe. So I think it's all figured out. So the Giants are in Cleveland Sunday.
What about FS1 now?
Aren't the Mets on FS1, but locally on Channel 9?
Oh, I see. Locally they're on 9.
Yeah. But I believe that's a national game on FS1. I'm pretty sure.
But on 9.
But on 9 locally, yes.
9.
9. I got more, but I know we're running late, so I can save some of it because it's generic for tomorrow. So, moment of the day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Not often that I run a moment of the day so close to moment of the day. But at the end of last hour, you guys were talking about going to Jet games with Sean Winters, Joe B., and they were wondering if Joe is going, if that was a leech spot, and Eddie would chime in, and at the end, chimed in even further with something that caught their ear.
It's out of the goodness of Sean's heart that he's doing this.
Yeah, he is a wonderful, generous man.
Like one of the most.
No, and you've been there, Eddie, so you know what we're talking about. And,
yeah.
But I don't see you reaching back to Sean Winters or anybody. I mean, you went your one time. You had a great time.
I've actually went twice.
Oh, you did?
Because he, as soon as the schedule came out, he texted me.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, see, that's the kind of guy he is. See?
And then this year, I saw when the thing was, and I'm going to be in, it's the last week of the season, I'm going to be in Wyoming, so I'm out.
Yarn school or something? What are you doing?
No, this is a wolf safari situation. Which, with Natural Habitat Adventures. Going to see the wolves in Yellowstone in January.
Wolf safari situation.
Come on.
That's a
laugh.
I mean, I'd never heard of that.
Me neither.
Oh, I mean, I'm so glad I asked.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day.
Hey, thanks, Jerry. Quickly, let's go to Dan in Wyoming. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. You guys are great. Hey, Gio, I think you should leech with Eddie and go to Wyoming with him. You get that dog. You can get one of those dogs. Bring it home. Your wife will love it. And I also wanted to let you know that he's going to be dipping his toes in a supernova volcano. Just reminding that to you, if you would.
You're going to be dipping your toes in a supernova volcano?
Well, I think it's just called a super volcano, not a supernova volcano. But yeah, I know. Underneath Yellowstone is
the super volcano. Yes,
the big caldera, blah, blah, blah.
That I have nightmares about.
Why is he saying a nova volcano?
Supernova? Not sure. Maybe that's the locals refer to it as such.
Dan, is that how you guys refer to it out there in Wyoming?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I got it wrong, but it sounds good to me.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Yeah,
thanks, Dan. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that super volcano blowing up in our lifetime is a fear of mine, because we would all slowly die as the plume of volcanic ash would cover us, and then we'd go into another ice age and kill one another.
Yep. Okay, moment of the day.
Yeah.
Have a great Thursday. Right, Eddie?
That was a headless funeral situation right there.
Damn. Wow. Well, am I right? This is a real right Eddie spot. Am I right about that? If it happened?
Oh, if it happened, yes. It would.
One of the worst things that could possibly
happen. Not an extinction level event, but totally screwed. Not an extinction level event, but.
No. Goodness. And everybody's going to be thinking about them and talking about them. And if they lose that game, it's going to be major hot spotlight time for them on Monday. But if they win, it's going to be everybody's going to be talking about how they won a game that nobody thought they were going to win with the way that they've been playing.
The one thing we have seen already in the first 2 weeks is nothing is a given in this league, and that anybody can win a game, as evidenced by the Raiders going in and beating Baltimore. I remember talking about that game last week at this time, saying, hey, is Gardner Minshew going to go into Baltimore as the quarterback of the Raiders and beat the Baltimore
Raiders?
And
I said no, and I picked him in the knockout pool, and I was wrong, and I'm out.
Yeah, and I was actually thinking that Gardner Minshew actually did go in there, and I was saying this last week, as either the quarterback of, I don't know, was it the Jacksonville Jaguars or
Colts,
and they beat the Ravens in Baltimore. So he had done it before. But they came back with a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter and won against the team that lost a really tough game to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Maybe Kansas City just isn't really as good as we all think they are. I mean, they barely won two games against two good teams, the Bengals and the Ravens. And it came down to the last play in both games, essentially.
It absolutely did. How do we do in our picks this past? I think I went 2-3 again. So I believe I'm 4-6 on the year.
Okay.
You guys, somebody might have done better. I think Al, you didn't send me the picks records this week.
I have them here though. The total is Boomer and Gio. You guys are both 2-3, and Jerry's 2-3
last week.
From
all
this past week, overall, Gio, you're in the lead at 4-6. Boomer and Jerry are both 3-7.
Yeah. So again, very unpredictable,
rough start.
And this is why, the Giants seem to be the team that's going to get drilled this week.
Yeah.
Good luck. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe Daniel Jones goes out there and throws for 400 yards now that he has a new wide receiver, Malik Nabers, that he, obviously finally used last week against Washington.
Chris in Smithtown. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. What's going on? How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Not much. Just want to talk some Jets. I feel good about tonight. I'm excited about the offense. A little still concerned about the defense. I know it's early, but my question is if this defense does become like a weak link of the team, does that not make them a Super Bowl contender, and are they just more of a playoff contender?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what we've seen from this offense is only going to get even better, and I think with the defense, I'm a little bit worried about them getting consistently better throughout the season because of some of the injuries that they have suffered. I mean, we know that Jermaine Johnson's out for the year. We know that C.J. Mosley may or may not play tonight. We know that Hassan Reddick's situation is not going anywhere. So I think that the lack of pass rush could affect them in a big way.
And that could be something that holds them back from maybe getting to that next level, but it's still too early to tell.
Just look at the quarterbacks in the passing games that are going to be playing the next 4 or 5 weeks. So this is where the offense has got to take center stage. This is where the offense has got to put pressure on the opposing offense, the strike back, by throwing the football down the field. This is where Sauce Gardner has got to start getting some interceptions. They have to start getting turnovers against some of these quarterbacks like they did last week. So you got Jacoby Brissett tonight, you got Bo Nix next week, and you got Sam Darnold, and then comes Josh Allen. And then comes the Steelers with either Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, depending on what happens in Week 7. And then it's the Patriots again, and then it gets into the meat of the schedule, I think, against quarterbacks that are difference makers. But, you know, quite frankly, these are the next three games that they have to take care of, just like they took care of the game at Tennessee last week because of who the quarterback is for the opposing team.
Yep. That's why we looked at the schedule and said, hey, if you lose the first one, okay, but you better be 4-1 after that.
And I'll tell you what, 4-1 after that going to London against the Vikings.
It would be 3-1 then, yeah.
3-1 in London versus the Vikings.
Yep. Sam Darnold revenge game. Oof. Again. The second one.
Right, and then they come home and they play the Bills. So they go, I mean, it's a crazy schedule. So they got the Thursday night game. Then they finally got a 1 o'clock game next Sunday.
At home.
A week from this Sunday. And then they go to London. That's a home game for them.
No bye,
and then come home and play the Bills.
Remember, that's what happened with the Bills last year. Went to London, no bye, came back a little shaky.
And again, this is chosen by the team.
Yeah.
The team can say to the NFL, okay, you're putting us in London. We want the bye to come after that London trip. But the team decided not to do that.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.